Climate change is a planetary scale event, but it is also the case that all climate change is local.
Temperatures are rising year over year. Our drought cycles are longer than what they have been, and our snows aren't falling as frequently.
That's Santa Fe, New Mexico Mayor Javier Gonzalez, a Democrat who's been in office since 2014.
So in Santa Fe, a community that is in the Mountain West, rich with tradition and culture, is feeling the direct impacts of climate change. So what that means is that our forests are highly at risk for catastrophic wildland fires. So when that happens, that presents a direct threat to the people living in our community.
Mayors have a special role in confronting global warming. They do not have the luxury of talking about abstract national carbon targets for 20 years from now. They might say carbon change is knocking on the doors of City Hall today. Here's Elizabeth, New Jersey Mayor Chris Bolwage, also a Democrat and the mayor since 1992. Bolwage and Gonzalez are part of a delegation of city leaders in New York City for United Nations Climate Week to speak about their very tangible predicaments.
In the state of New Jersey, we've had some severe drought issues, not as severe as the West Coast, but clearly the lack of rain over the last 2 months is going to cause us problems heading into the winter months. July and part of August were the hottest months on record in our city. And when you're the mayor of an urban community, the lack of trees, the lack of ability to deal with these heat issues is part of climate change. Hurricane Sandy was an issue 4 years ago where lots of places got flooded. We have 75 different areas that overflow and raw sewage can seep into neighborhoods.
The manufacturing town of Elizabeth, New Jersey, on the Hudson River, is trying to capture its surplus water, while Santa Fe, New Mexico, is in a severe tinderbox drought, demanding drastic water conservation. Elizabeth fights its war with tanks, says Mayor Bolwage.
So what the city of Elizabeth is doing is we've created 1 million gallon tanks in certain neighborhoods in order to store water and release it over time so neighborhoods don't flood. It's part of green energy.
For Gonzalez in Santa Fe, one of the challenges is enforcing a sense that we're all in this together, the golf courses, the restaurants, and the neighborhood bodegas.
The data is conclusive that people that are living in poverty, if something is not done, will bear the disproportionate share on their shoulders of climate change. So in Santa Fe, we created the Verde Fund, and the Verde Fund is a fund that is specifically focused on not only mitigating the effects of climate change on people living in poverty, but working to help people out of poverty. So think of retrofit of homes or solar rooftop distributive generation on homes where lower income individuals live. That just means that there's more money. If we can get some of these programs in place, we know that the energy savings that will take place goes directly into their pockets. That's money that they can use to buy fresher food. It's money that they can use to provide some means for their kids. I think you'll see that in cities across the country. As we approach the issue of inequality and developing policy, it is about making sure that there are strong educational pathways that exist for our kids and that we have economies where wages grow, but that we're also putting into place resilience policy to assure that people who are living in poverty, who are working their way out of it, don't have to bear a disproportionate share of the costs of what climate change would mean to them.
That Verde Fund was approved by the Santa Fe City Council in May, linking poverty and climate change by allowing low-income residents to install rooftop solar panels, creating carbon-neutral affordable housing, as well as creating new jobs in green energy areas. Gonzalez says it's a pilot project he hopes to permanently fund. Cities can try out lots of approaches that become tools for communities everywhere.
In our cities across our country, there exist these laboratories of great innovation and democracy. 91% of the GDP of our country is produced by metro economies, by cities. Cities are where things happen. Today, in addition to worrying about police and fire and making sure that we're properly staffed and that we have good parks and recreation opportunities, now we're thinking about climate change and what is the impact on our citizenry and how does that affect the overall quality of life.
A tranquil art and tourist destination like Santa Fe, New Mexico, fights for survival in the southwestern desert, and time is on the side of that desert.
I think Santa Fe, if we can meet our goals of being carbon neutral by 2040, will be a community that's worthy of future generations that they can feel proud of. If we don't act now, though, I fear that our community could suffer from catastrophic wildfires, or that if we don't address the issue of income inequality, it'll only become a community for the extremely wealthy. And that really isn't community when you think about it at the end of the day.
In this very full week for the United Nations and the New York metro area, Mayor Chris Bullwage was keen to remind us that another 21st century global problem, terrorism, is also a local matter. His town of Elizabeth turned out to be the home to the family of Ahmed Khan Rahami, who set off bombs in New York and New Jersey last weekend.
You know, in the city of Elizabeth, it's a very diverse community. And in dealing with all of the media and the questions that were asked over the last 48 hours, you know, how come you didn't know about this? Well, if people are traveling to Pakistan or Afghanistan in order to be radicalized, they're not advertising it on a website or calling up the city fathers to say, we're going to go and get trained in this area. Whatever training this guy had, he clearly didn't have an escape route planned, because that was really poorly executed. The time his picture was released, local police were able to get him in about 4 hours. So the question becomes, in Elizabeth, we are a diverse community. We speak over 50 different languages. We all get along. Time to move on, understand our neighbors. In the days of social media, you're a pretty young guy. Nobody's going in backyards flipping hamburgers and talking to their neighbors anymore, because everybody's on social media. People need to know their neighbors. People need to understand their neighbors. People need to know what's going on. If you see something, say something. And that's what happened in Elizabeth when those two homeless guys found the backpack. They saved an awful lot of lives.
The heads of state in New York City have been spending their time building consensus about problems expressed in graphs and numbers, speeches and resolutions. But if they want to see the tangible effects of terrorism or climate change, they need only roll down the windows of their bulletproof limos and look outside, or just strike up a friendly conversation with a mayor. They're happy to talk your ears off.
People run for mayor because they want to solve problems that they see happening in their communities. And today's mayor is very different from when my father was a mayor of Santa Fe in the late 60s.
Santa Fe, New Mexico Mayor Javier Gonzalez and Elizabeth, New Jersey Mayor Chris Bullwage spoke to Takeaway producer Oliver Lazarus.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Staples, with copy and print solutions for small business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, and custom framed prints and posters. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.